Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. The Huron County court hearing for William Michael Mode ended today with a delay in the proceedings. During a probable cause conference, prosecutors presented a plea offer that would see Mode plead guilty to a single count of larceny over $1,000, with a second charge of larceny in a building dismissed, provided he pays full restitution. Defense attorney Stephen Mumet noted he had not yet received the order, which had been sent to his firm. Meanwhile, the preliminary examination was pushed back beyond the standard 21-day window because the victim is currently unavailable. Judge Ferris granted the adjournment, citing good cause, and confirmed that new notices for the examination will be issued to all parties. And the money from the sale of some homes that had repairs funded with state money is provided funds for more home improvements. Human Development Commission Community Programs Director Christy Sutherland explained the Community Development Block Grant funding for Tuscola County Emergency Homeowner Rehabilitation Program to Tuscola commissioners during a public hearing. According to Sutherland, there is now $56,272 available to do more home repairs because homes that previously participated in the CDBG program were sold. The CDBG funds that had been spent on a home doing repairs is captured when the home is sold and put back in the program. According to federal law, when there is more than $35,000 collected back in the CDBG program in 1 year, the funding becomes federalized and requires a public hearing. The funding is available for low to moderate homeowners to apply for home repair assistance that is allowed by the CDBG program guidelines. When we come back from this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news. Two drivers suffered minor injuries Thursday afternoon in a two-vehicle crash along North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Bad Axe police say the collision happened around 1:46 p.m. August 20, just north of Sharon Drive. According to a department news release, a 52-year-old Cass City woman driving a 2019 Chevrolet Colorado was entering North Van Dyke from a private drive when her vehicle collided with a southbound 2025 Chevrolet Blazer driven by a 77-year-old Bad Axe man. Both drivers were treated at the scene and released by Central Huron Ambulance. Police Chief Sean Weber investigated the crash. The release states the Blazer driver was found at fault for failing to yield the right-of-way. Bad Axe firefighters, the Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Central Huron Ambulance assisted police at the scene. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.